Welcome back to the Tap Room Exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. I'm still here at Catawba Island Brewing Company with Lou, Matt, and Mike. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good.
Still doing
all right. We are now, we've moved on to the Lake Erie Love. Why don't you tell the people about this beer?
It's an American-style Kolsch. Name comes from the Lake Erie Shores and Islands Committee. They're a big Lake Erie Love slogan, so we kind of partnered up with them to name it. They got their billboards and bumper stickers all over everywhere, so kind of helps us sell the beer. 5%, light, crisp, easy to drink.
It's not brewed in Cologne, Germany, so it can't call it a Kolsch.
Correct.
But we get like as close as we can.
Like champagne in France. And again, like with what we were talking about last week with the Seiche, not many people are doing Kolsches either.
Right. It's not something you see a lot of. You know, there's a few really good ones out of Ohio.
But, yeah.
You know,
Ohio seems to be knocking it out of the park with Kolsches.
Right. Yeah. there's a couple of them that I like, and it's something I've recently started seeking out. You know, I went to Cologne, Germany a couple of years ago and tried a bunch of them. And, you know, there's definitely a difference. You know, the American-style Kolsch doesn't taste exactly like it, like the real German Kolsch, but it's great. I like it. You know, I like both styles. I like what we've done with it here and what a lot of other Ohio breweries have done with the style.
And it's nice to have something that's, you know, some places are just, it's like five IPAs and, like, that's it. And it's nice to have something that's crisp and clean, just something that's an easy drinker.
Right.
You still come in after work.
You still have some complexity to it.
Absolutely.
So
it's full of flavor.
There's still flavors to pick out of the beer, but at the same time, you can drink a couple of them.
Yeah.
You know?
And you don't feel like your head's going to fall off.
because
all the hops, all the ABV and all that. It's always good to have a nice, easy drinker. And again, you know, summertime up here. This is a perfect beer for the summertime crowd up here. What was the inspiration behind doing a Kolsch?
So we were actually approached by Lake Erie Shores and Islands. And I had mentioned last week that we had a lot of local organizations really focusing on bringing tourism to the area. Mm-hmm. And Lake Erie Shores and Islands is one of them. They reach out. They try to get big meetings planned in here. They try to bring people in any way possible just to experience what we have here. So they're really focusing on Erie County, Huron County, and Ottawa County, and really just trying to drive up tourism in the area. Their big slogan is Lake Erie Love. They had a design done. They've had a couple songs written about it.
Oh, nice.
And they really pushed the Lake Erie Love thing. And they approached us a couple of years ago and asked us to brew a beer for them and name it after them. And they gave us a lot of freedom as to what it was. And they kind of said, you know, we want something easily drinkable, something people could really enjoy. And we brewed a couple things for them. We had them come in and try them out. And this Kolsch was a recipe we'd already had, and they loved it. So that was one of them that, you know, it just got renamed and it changed everything.
Yeah, that's it's great to see breweries team up with the local communities and local places that want to see the local community thrive, because there are a lot of areas that breweries have come into that weren't doing so great, you know, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago or something. And, you know, a brewery pops in and it's amazing to see. Just one thing, how it can just shift everything locally. You get provide jobs. You guys provide, you know, places, a place to go, and
And in general, you're looking for an industrial area. You don't want to pay storefront prices to produce beer.
Right.
So
that's what a lot of these breweries in Cleveland have.
Right.
Issues, you know, finding places that they don't have like the storefront.
So it kind of expands your downtown entertainment areas. You know, you've got to be a little bit further off the beaten path, and it's bringing people out there and giving other businesses the opportunity to either boost, get more people in the door, or it's making storefronts that weren't in the past very appealing mm-hmm. look appealing because it's between more appealing buildings and the brewery.
Yeah. And the vibe in here is a really nice vibe. It's got you got a great atmosphere in the brewery. Did you guys come up with everything you guys yourself or?
Yeah, I mean it was kind of it was a real work in progress. So we took this building from a pet store.
Okay.
So it's you know obviously listening to this you can't see it. It's a big blue. It's big big ugly building with. Floor-to-ceiling windows around two sides of it. Not quite floor-to-ceiling, but large windows around two sides of it. And it was actually built originally to be a RV or a pop-up camper showroom.
Okay.
And then in the back was where they would rig them, which had the floor drains and had everything we needed. So, like I said, then it was a pet store. So it took us, you know, everything got repainted, got hit with Kills Primer, a few coats right. of it. Some fresh insulation, some... We actually had all the floors ground down about an eighth inch and then polished, which took another eighth inch off it.
Oh, okay.
And sealed them, which, you know, just to make sure we didn't have any pet store smells coming back in the summer.
Absolutely.
And then from there, I've been a big advocate for Purple. And one of the original owners... really wanted a sand patio.
Okay. Right?
I didn't want the sand patio. She didn't want purple walls. Well, she got her sand patio, and I got my purple walls.
There you go. Compromise.
Right, right, yeah. And then, you know, beyond that, the, you know, we were going for nautical meets industrial.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like the tables we had, a buddy of ours is he's a guitar maker.
And, oh, nice.
You know, so we talked to him, well, how do you keep the face of a guitar looking so pretty when you beat the crap out of it all the time?
Yeah.
So he told us about this epoxy he uses, and we went down to Southern Ohio, found these big slabs, and he did those, and I got an old rigid pipe threader built in 1942, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Spent about 2 weeks out in the patio under a beach umbrella cutting and threading black iron pipe.
Oh, wow.
So
a lot of work going into these
things.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's awesome to, you know, it keeps you busy.
Right, right. I'm a hands-on kind of a guy. I like working with my hands to begin with. So it was nice to really be able to put this place all together, my hands on the bulk of the decorating of everything in this building. So,
And going back to the Kolsch, what would you say the profile is on this beer as far as taste and flavor, all that?
I mean, it's a light beer. It's a real easy drinking beer. You know, it's but like I said earlier, it's still got some good flavor to it. So the first thing I get is the first bit of the sip is you get the hop aroma. It really hits you and then fades away nicely. You know, it's not a hoppy beer, but that is the first thing you taste is taste, smell, whatever it is the hop. From there, I get just a real nice bready flavor mm-hmm. from it, and then that bitterness kind of comes back at the end and sticks around for a second. But that whole time you get that lager type flavor.
Yeah.
Although this is not actually a lager, it's fermented like a lager, but it is actually an ale yeast.
Okay.
So that's what really makes them stand out in my opinion. Is it's not quite a lager, it's not quite an ale.
Yeah. Now you mentioned the yeast. Are a lot of Kolsches usually using lager yeast versus ale yeast, or do they usually use ale yeast? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's usually ale yeast.
Okay.
We use
it's usually billed as an ale. That's why I figured.
Right,
but
yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask because.
Yeah. So we use a Kolsch yeast. So it is an ale, but it does ferment a lot colder than most ale
okay.
yeasts do.
Gotcha.
So I assume they were able to isolate it from a big Kolsch house out in Cologne.
Yeah.
It's been trained over the years to handle this crap.
Right. It's a great style. It's a great beer. I love this beer. This is something I would drink a ton of.
I see that. You finished it before any of us.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't find Kolsches around very often, and I really do appreciate the style. A lot of people overlook Kolsches. Mm-hmm. I know one of my friends, he will not drink a Kolsch ever. He doesn't taste the difference between Kolsches and Pilsners.
Right.
And I'm like, well, there's such a big difference.
Right, right.
Just try these. And he just closes himself off to them. But I love Kolsches. It's something different. You know, I gravitate normally to IPAs. I like IPAs.
Right.
But I'm not always looking for that. I'm looking for something that's not going to blow out my palate, just something that I can taste and enjoy.
Yeah, you know, I think IPA is a good part of any meal, any sit down at a bar, but yep. That's you can't have just IPAs. Right. You got to switch it up a little bit.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to get out about the Lake Erie Love?
Lake Erie Love, it's... comes in about what 5%?
5%,
and that is one of them that we are pursuing putting into cans this May June time frame.
Yeah, absolutely, that'd be great. Like I said, you don't see a ton of them on the shelf; it'll stick out.
That's right.
That'll be awesome. I'll be letting people know about that, and hopefully May and June, you guys can get out and get some six packs of the Lake Erie Love.
I sure hope so.
Thank you guys again for your time. We'll be back next week with another all new episode of the Tap Room Exclusive.